Hello. Hopefully people can hear me. Let's see, adjust this for myself. Perfect. Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn, or in the Liberated Witch Awakening the Witch Within Facebook group. It is day four of awakening your intuition. And it's interesting, like we're talking about like intuition today, and like in full transparency, like I am going to be using this course like over and over and over again. And today I had this download that like this isn't called awakening your intuition. This is called you are your intuition. And so like I am going to be changing up some of the marketing. I'm going to be changing up. I'm going to re-record all of these videos when I set them up, because really that is what I'm teaching you here. I'm not teaching you how to awaken your intuition. I've taught you that you are your intuition. And so this is how, when we embrace our chaos, when we step into and really listen to and trust our gut, we're not going to fear being like, okay, it's the last day of something that I created. And all of a sudden I had this shower thought of like, no, this is what this is called. This is how I'm going to market this from now on. And I like, it feels so good. It literally lit that root chakra up. It lit that sacral chakra up. I'm not looking at, you know, okay, now I have to re-record this so that the name and everything stays the same. I'm not feeling bogged down. I'm not feeling that pressure of like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much work. I already put so much work into it. This is this feeling of like, yes, I'm so excited to market it this way. I'm so excited that like this came forward and is really allowing me to like live and breathe what I'm teaching you today. So today is the last day. How are you doing? How are you feeling? What realizations have come to you? What, like, let me know you're here. Say hi. Just a reminder, like tomorrow I am going to be doing the draw for the Liberated Witch Portal, which is a $2,600 scholarship to a three-month program that I'm hosting, as well as one tarot reading and one awakening session for a total of $3,000. So like, make sure you're commenting, make sure you're saying hi, make sure that you're following the prompts and the emails and, you know, sharing and developing your intuition if that's something that feels good to you. And if you want to really kind of like step into and embrace this intuition a little bit more. So I see a comment coming through. So Facebook user says, signs. Said a small prayer this morning for the universe to send me signs so I can practice awareness and intuition all day. Dang! I mean, like, if this isn't what, like, exactly what we're talking about, like, and the universe is like, here you go, Dana, here you go. And Dana says, standing in the middle of a vineyard in Napa Valley. Woo-woo, yes, I love that. I actually think that I'm taking like 3 days off after this, kind of like I have a bunch of like things that I'm doing, but I'm not going to be showing my face because stepping into my own intuition, I'm realizing that like I'm a very charismatic introvert. And this is why I booked time off. This is why I'm giving myself space, because I can't do all the things. Like the reason why I started to sink into my intuition and really be like, I need to listen to this being is because I wanted to break that cycle, that burnout cycle. That was my intention, right? I mean, do I want to develop more spirit interaction and stuff and trusting what's coming forward? 100%. But for me, developing my intuition and stepping into this was really to step away from that burnout cycle and to trust those intuitive downloads that I have, where it's like, girl, this isn't called awakening your intuition. This is called you are your intuition. So that's how it's going. So, Dana, I love that you like asked the universe for a sign today, and then boom, here we are on the live talking about signs. So today is about bringing it all together. So let's talk about signs. Hopefully, in day four, you have really kind of started to discover that shadow story that keeps you away from your intuition, that tells you like, hey, this is not okay. Or, hey, you need to do this. Or, get up off this couch, go journal some stuff, go talk, go talk it out, go forward with, what this intuition is really telling you to do. Dana, if like, can I use you as an example? Because I actually think that you are very, very good with following your intuition. That sometimes you just seek out validation, which we all do, and which we talked about yesterday, that like seeking out validation is 100% okay. When we're listening to our inner intuition, right? We're not relying on that. So I'd love to share a little bit about your story, if that is okay, since you're here, put you on the spot a little bit. If not, that's okay as well. So how will you trust the signs that come your way? And I use this example all the time. So like, if you've been here for a while and you've heard this and it sounds like a greasy wheel, I mean, I really want to drive this home for you. If you ask for a sign and the universe is like, here is your sign, okay? I always use white roses. Universe, I want to see white roses. Let me know I am on my path, that I am following my intuition, that I'm doing exactly what I am meant to do. You walk past a flower shop and all the flowers in that front display are white roses. That is your sign. More often than not, people will be like, that is way too obvious. That is way too in your face. Of course, there's white roses. It's wedding season. Da, 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 da. That is a shadow story. That is you blatantly saying no and doubting your own intuition, doubting the universal sign that's coming your way, and really being like, hey, universe, I want my intuition. I want my signs to be way more cryptic so that I have to figure out a way how to interpret them. When the universe literally goes, here you go. And I mean, Dana, right? Like, great example, even today. Today, I asked the universe for signs. The title of this is Signs, Signs, Signs. So, I mean, it's very blatant, it's in your face. And more often than not, a sign will be exactly that. Actually, the other day, I was listening to My Favorite Murder, one of my favorite podcasts, and they talked about a classical song. And it was Casa Delona. I'm saying that wrong, but it's okay. So what I did was I put up a wallpaper onto my stories with that classic song playing. And the whole point of the story that came from that was that like this person loved to play it, but they had passed on. And the gardener, like the parents of this person, had gone out for the day. The gardener was there, and they're like, when they came back, they were like, hey, someone was playing the song, this song, like piano, when I came in. I thought you guys were home. No one was here. Like, you might want to check your videos, whatever. And the parents were like, was this the song? Played it for them. And they were like, yeah, it is. And they were like, that's our daughter, Amanda. So thank you for letting us know that, like, she's here. She was just kind of letting you know that she really enjoyed the garden. I love this. And my intuition said to me, pay attention, look for this song. I want you, this is like a validation for you as well from spirit. Now, going back a little bit further, my father loved classical music. I mean, if you were to look at him, you would not think that. He was a truck driver, he was a farmer, he was kind of like a rough around the edge kind of guy, but he loved classical music. And so I said, when I set this story, when I set this song to my story, Dad, I need you to validate that these 4 days are like I'm doing the right thing. I'm taking time off. I'm preparing my energy. You know, like I need to know that I'm on the right path. Well, not that day, but the next day, my husband and I are watching Stranger Things, the new season, and they're in a home, and all of a sudden, on the piano starts playing Casa Dillon. And I'm like, thank you. Immediate like validation. There's my sign. What are the chances that during Stranger Things, this is what happens? So it's trusting, it's coming into that complete trust of self. Now, a few signs that you might want to ask spirit. Like I always say, like, be specific. Ask for white roses, ask for feathers, ask for dimes, ask for something that is meaningful for you. My husband and I actually came up with a code word for like if one of us pass away and we happen to like go to a psychic or a seance that like here's the code word that like no one else knows that if this person says it to you, you know it's me. You know I'm communicating with you, right? Kind of like that Harry Houdini and his wife type of things. Trust the signs that are coming for you. This is why it's really important for you to know your shadow story, right? If I see white roses, or if I seen was watching Stranger Things and that song came on and I didn't trust what, you know, the intention that I set, Dad, I need validation here. I need to know I'm on the right path. When that came through, I would have been like, that's just a coincidence. I wouldn't have trust that sign. I wouldn't have trust the synchronicity that led up to that moment, to that time. Okay. This is also why day three of trusting the cosmos, sinking into the cosmos, and allowing time to bring you to this place of awakening, to bring you to this place of trusting signs. It has to happen, right? I've been saying all week that our intuition is a muscle. We have to practice it. We have to be willing to step into the chaos of like, I got that wrong, right? Like, this didn't come forward for me in the way that I wanted to come forward to me. So, what's the shadow story behind that? How can I trust it more, right? So, trust the signs. You see, we have a comment here. So let's see. We just have someone saying hello. Hello. Welcome to the final day. So this is really our wrap up, right? Signs are our final way of really validating, sinking into, and knowing that our intuition is our intuition. It's seeing that, like, all right, I'm going to trust what comes forward. I'm not going to allow the shadow story of like, that was too blatant, that was too obvious. I'm not going to allow the shadow story of, I don't know my intuition. I don't trust my intuition. Other people's intuition is stronger than mine. Could it just be that the shadow story of like, no, they've practiced it more? They have more confidence in their intuition. And so, you know, that is why I'm changing the name of this from awakening your intuition to you are your intuition. The stories you tell yourself, the things that you believe, the confidence you bring to your knowing is what really strengthens and allows you to sink into that intuition and create that mystical, magical world that you want to step into. Staying curious while also trusting when, okay, this is the sign. This is like that last moment. I like right now, the tower is coming forward to me, right? Where it's like I'm no longer waiting for the universe to just like throw like, okay, it's time for me to leave. I've had enough. My energy level, I'm completely exhausted. I can't do this anymore. You're saying I'm preparing my energy. I'm seeing, okay, this is going to create a lack of energy to me. This is going to create more doubt than it's going to create more confidence. And so I'm going to create an exit strategy. And so I'm going to create a way that makes this experience feel the best that it can for me. All right. So So this was our 4-day workshop. And I hope that over these last 4 days, you've really come to see that you are your intuition, that you are what drives this forward. Your confidence, your trust, your knowing is what allows you to awaken those other senses and really come into a place of like being and knowing for yourself. So this Facebook user says, that's what I've been doing. Amazing. Amazing. I'm so glad that that's exactly what you've been doing. So I want to take some time right now to talk about the Liberated Witch 3-month portal. This is part of that $3,000 giveaway that I will be posting tomorrow at noon. The winners of the 3-month portal, the tarot session, and then the awakening session as well. So, the 3-month portal, the Liberated Witch, what this is for you. This is for people who are stepping into not wanting to be fixed, but wanting to be heard. Okay. So many times when I sit with people, the shadow story of I need to be fixed, I need to be healed. When we actually sit down and we talk about it, what it actually is like, you don't want to be fixed. You want to be heard and you want to be celebrated for the validation and confidence that can be found when you are heard. And that when people just sit with you and go like, wow, that is your experience. How does that feel for you? What's coming forward for you? It's to discover a deeper sense of your cycles so that you can expand into new chapters, to new opportunities, to new ways of being, and see fear, like actually see it and be like, that's okay. I'm going to allow this fear to walk alongside me and to help me in my liberation, to help me really awaken these parts of myself that have been repressed, that I have created a shadow story around. It's coming into a routine of self, no longer fearing that shadow story, seeing it as like a deep knowing, a deep part of you that really can help you unlock like keys, right? To like, if it's scary, then it's definitely worth doing. And like there it during this portal, we're really gonna take the time to figure out like what is real fear of like this is a no. My intuition is saying no. Where the fear of like this is something that like I'm actually kind of excited about. And so there's a value issue here. There's a worth issue here that says like maybe I'm not worthy of stepping into this. So there's an excitement type of fear, and then there's a real like no. This is a hard no. It's stepping into and honoring the grief that we hold when we start to really embrace these shadow stories, right? Day two, I had you write a letter to your past self and to really be like, I forgive you. This is okay. Like all the things that you brought me through, I can now like honor and be like, I'm allowed to grieve that, but I don't have to sit in that grief. I don't have to allow grief to be the only thing that runs my life. So it's releasing that story. Let me turn that page. So it's learning boundaries, right? And feeling confident in the boundaries that we are stepping into. Not just boundaries for others, but real true boundaries for ourselves. You know, I started at the beginning of this talk saying that, like, over the last couple of months, I've really learned that, like, I am an introvert. I love and need my alone time. But because I am so charismatic, because when I'm around people, it does kind of like, you know, boost my energy a bit. I've always thought that I am an extreme extrovert, and that's not the case. When I'm done peopling, I needed to set that boundary with myself and be like, okay, it is safe to go back. You do not have to step into performance mode. You do not have to become a version of yourself that maybe you expect, but maybe other people expect from you as well. And setting that boundary and knowing that the people who have been around me all my life, when they start seeing me like come back, that it's not something that they've done. It's not something that, like, I'm stepping into a place of depression or I'm stepping into like a different version of myself. I'm actually honoring the boundaries that I've set up for myself. If you are an empath, if you are a highly sensitive person, if you are a people pleaser, this portal is for you. If you have trouble setting boundaries and sticking to boundaries, I like to say embracing that villain chapter or that villain archetype that we all have and hold within ourselves, this portal is for you. So during this 3 months, months one is know thyself. We are going to come into a deep, deep understanding of those shadow stories. Why have you created and why are you living the stories that you're living at this time? We're then going to break. Month two is where are you now? Now that we've figured out the stories, now that we've really come into this like deep understanding of our stories, where are you now? How can we be in the present moment? And then on month three, we're going to prepare for the future. We're going to be in the now, holding those shadow stories, seeing the shadow stories that are coming up, but we're also going to prepare and set intentions for the future. Now, this portal runs from the summer solstice to the autumn equinox. Okay, we have 1 week of break after Know Thyself because it is a heavy, real, intensive month. And then it kind of, not, it doesn't dwindle, but the first month is going to be kind of the most backbreaking month, the most month of like liberation. Okay, each month you're also going to get one-on-one session with me so that. Maybe there's things that you don't really feel comfortable sharing with the group, or that you're wanting a little extra support with. You're going to get that with me. And that's going to be an hour to a 2 hour session, whatever you need at that time. Okay. As well, you're going to have group Voxer support, where I will be in and out of the group on business hours. Okay. So you're not just going to get like, one-on-ones with me. You're not just going to get group like once a week group where people see you celebrate and validate what's coming forward for you, but you're also going to get group Voxer support where you can like drop in and be like, hey, I'm having a low confidence day, right? Be seen and validated in real time. Now, if you did sign up for this 4-day workshop, I am going to give this portal, which is a $2,600 Canadian value at $1,300. Payment plans are available. Not only that, though, I'm also going to give you my summer solstice ritual as well as my autumn equinox ritual to help bring and like allow what's birthing to birth inside of you. And then a really nice, like, kind of closing off. We are going to do opening and closing rituals within the portal, but this is something that, like, it's more specific to the season instead of being specific to you. As well, if you sign up for this very first 3 month portal, next time you sign up, regardless if you sign up for the $1,300 or the $2,600, right? Because this 50% off is only going to last for about 2 weeks and for people who did this group. And then it's going to jump to that $2,600. But if you decide to sign up, next time I run this, which I'm going to run it right after the autumn equinox again, you get to come in again for the $1,300 price, regardless if you signed up $1,300, $2,600. But now you're also a mentor. Now you're also helping to guide validate, and feel, allow other people to feel the confidence that you felt and that you gained and that you prospered through during this 3-month portal. So you get to step into a leadership role after those 3 months. I'm so excited for this. We're going to have like a booklet to track our cycles. We're going to really get down and juicy with each other and get to know each other, holding ourselves in our different woundedness, our sister wounds, our mother wounds, maybe our inner child wounds, our inner witch wound, really allowing that all to come to the surface and liberate it so that we can step into and embrace our authenticity, who we are, what we are now. I'm so glad that this 4-day, this Facebook user is saying that like they really loved watching these lives because they learned so much. I'm so glad that you learned so much. I'm ready to take you deeper. I'm ready to really bring this forward for you and help you, you know, see and understand your liberation. So I am going to be announcing winners tomorrow at noon. I'm not going to be going live. I'm just going to be posting the winners. And then the portal is going to go live. You're going to get an email if you are signed up for this, where this is accessible for you for $1,300 Canadian. And payment plans are available even at that rate and as well as the other rate. If you didn't sign up for Awakening Your Intuition, sign up. I will send you day 1, 2, and 3 as well. You will get the special price. So don't hesitate, okay? If you were looking for a sign, this is your sign. If you've been saying like, I need a community to hold me and really help me awaken and step into more of this confidence, more of this liberation, this is the place for you. And I am so excited to do this. I'm only taking 10 people, right? We're talking about capacity. We're talking about energy. I want to make sure that I'm showing up fully for you and that you aren't feeling overwhelmed with everyone else's energy, especially if you are an empath, a highly sensitive person, or a people pleaser. This is the spot for you because you can really concentrate on your own energy, learning that you don't have to react to other people's big emotions. You can sit and hold it, allowing them to feel the liberation while you liberate yourself as well. So I'm going to send out a little teaser today in today's email after I vote. And I'm so excited with the awakening that has happened for me. Again, being like, this is now going to be called You Are Your Intuition, and just all the amazing synchronicity signs that have come forward for me, even with regards to this liberation portal, really solidifying and seeing what's coming forward. So I can't wait to see what comes for you, regardless if you join the portal or not. Please continue to share your experience, ask your questions, validate, celebrate yourself, and take up some fucking space here, okay? Because this is what it's all about, really stepping into your liberation as a witch, as a woman, as a non-binary person. This is your place to do that, discover your magic. All right, everyone, this was day 4 wrap up. I'm Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn. Until next time, bye.